your playhouse of favorites. How do you do? This is Robert Anthony Dean inviting you to your playhouse of favorites. Our story for today is a celebrated tale by Alfred Lord Tennyson, who at one time in his life was poet laureate of England. The immortal story it is of Enoch Arden. In a moment with Carl Swenson as the man who returned from the dead to a world in which he was forgotten, we bring you Enoch Arden. Placed on the shelf of immortal romantic classics, we take down now the story of Enoch Arden by Alfred Lord Tennyson. Enoch Arden is a tragic story of the power and endurance of love and devotion. It begins in a small village on the English coast. Tall ships raise their masts in the harbor. It is a gray day, and like the echo of the day itself, a bell tolls mournfully. Its sound carries over the town, falls desolately upon the ears of its listeners.
What funeral is that, neighbor?
They bury a sailor, an old man, they say, who came to our town one morning and was dead that night.
None could be found who knew him?
No. They found him wandering by the docks. He died in the tavern.
Perhaps someone waits for him somewhere. A wife or a child, mayhap.
Ah, they shall have to wait until eternity, then.
An old man. If only we knew his story and his name.
My name is Enoch Arden, and years ago I left a wife and three children and sailed away. Began a journey from the hilltop that ended in a tavern by the sea. A journey from the hilltop, many long years ago. It all began one spring as I stood upon that hilltop with a slim girl at my side. Annie was her name. She was all light and joy. The breeze ruffled her fine-spun hair and bore her laughter happily. And I was filled with gloom.
Enoch!
Yes, Annie?
Why are you so silent? Here it is, bright sunshine, the world is happy, but Enoch Arden is sad. Oh, what is it, Enoch? Tell me.
Annie, there is a ship sailing for China soon.
A ship?
Aye, and I think I'll sail on it.
You'll sail on it?
Yes.
Oh,
far away, Annie.
Oh, no.
No, don't speak. Now, listen to me. I love you, Annie. I love you as deep as the world is wide, but I've not the wealth of Philip Ray. I only have brass to offer while Philip has gold. It's best that I go. What chance is a poor sailor against Philip Ray?
Enoch,
And with you, the wife of another man? No. I could not stay here, Annie. I could not.
Oh, Enoch. Look at me. Are you so blind? I will not be another man's wife. I will only be Enoch Arden's. Are you so blind? Enoch, my love turns all your brass to gold.
Annie! heart leaping for joy, I brought Annie home to a small house and a thin purse. Then, after our first few weeks of happiness, I began to ponder on my wealth and came to a decision.
We shall be rich, Annie. I know it.
Oh, but have you enough to buy a boat?
I shall borrow in town and pay it back out of the profits in the beginning.
But...
Oh, Annie, Annie, it's not only for us I do this. Soon we shall have a child, and I will not have him be poor. I will not have him or us be pinched all our lives.
I am happy as we are.
Well, then you shall be happier. We'll have a big house, and our children as well brought up as any. True, it'll be a struggle in the beginning, Annie, to pay the debt.
I am willing, Enoch, if it will make you happy.
It'll make both of us happy, Annie. Both of us. Oh, we shall have good lives, you and I.
And I borrowed the money and bought a boat. And for 2 years, my mast was seen along the coast. First a daughter and then a son was born to us. We struggled, and the debt was paid, and the boat at last was mine. But we were still poor, though now the future looked bright. It was when our third child was due, and I was harbored in a northern port, that I climbed the mast to make repairs.
Watch out up there, Enoch.
I'm all right.
There's a heavy ground swell. You better hold tight. Or better yet, strap yourself on, Enoch. Strap yourself on.
Don't worry. I'm an old hand, Dick. Nothing will happen. Ah!
Enoch. Enoch. A doctor. A doctor from the port. Enoch's fallen from the mast. A doctor. Help the doctor.
Hold him down. Don't move about.
No, my leg. My leg.
Aye, your leg, man. It's broken. Try to lie still while I sit. You'll be abed a long time.
I cannot lie abed for a long time, Doctor. I have a wife and two children, and another that's due. They must be fed. They must be cared for. I cannot lie in bed.
I'm afraid you can do nothing else, my boy. Enoch, I have news from home for you.
Annie, how is she?
Doing well, Enoch, considering that a son was born to her last night.
A son?
A boy, Enoch.
She is well, Doctor. Annie is all right?
Aye, she's fine.
How is she making out?
I will be frank with you, Enoch, not too well. Baby is a sickly one. There should be more money. Annie's had to borrow.
Oh, and here I lie strapped to a bed. Must we forever lead mean, impoverished lives one step ahead of begging? Now another mouth to feed.
Listen to me, Enoch, listen to me. There's a ship sailing for the China Seas in a few weeks. If you will go, you can return rich, pay off all your debts. What's your answer?
Yes. Yes, I'll go. I'll go anywhere to bring back riches for Annie.
A week later, I was able to go home. And amidst the glad rejoicings of Annie, I had not the heart to tell her of my plans. I looked upon my newborn son, and my heart was moved with pity for him. He seemed so small and pale. Wealth alone could help us all. And as the time drew near for sailing, I told my Annie all.
You will sail for China.
Aye, Annie.
Oh, no, Enid, no. Do not leave me. I beg you, do not leave me.
Annie, we want riches for our children. I shall be gone only a little while and come back with gold.
I am afraid, my darling.
There is nothing to fear, Annie. I shall sell my boat and buy goods. And while I'm gone, you shall have them to sell to keep you and the children. I'll set up shelves here in this very room.
Enid, I have never stood against you in anything you wish to do. Because my love for you is my entire life. And it is because of that love that I stand against you now.
But I'll be back soon, Annie.
and with gold to pay our debts and begin again.
I am afraid.
Of what, Annie? Of what?
Of never seeing you again.
The day of my sailing drew closer. Done were the shelves in my cottage, and the goods were upon them, the sign swung over our door, and my leg was mended complete. But not the sadness in my home. That dawn was a gray dawn, and Annie and I rose while the children slept. My sea chest stood ready near the door. It was a gray dawn that day of our farewell.
Annie. Annie. It's time, Annie.
I know it.
The morning tide is full now. I must be out upon it.
Your things are ready.
Cheer up, Annie. Cheer up. I know this voyage of mine will bring fair weather to all of us.
I cannot cheer up. I cannot.
Come. Come smile. I'll keep a clean hearth and a clear fire for me. Before the year is turned about, I'll be warming myself by its side.
I will wake the children for you, Ian.
No, Annie. No, let them sleep on. Oh, the tales of foreign places I shall tell them when I return. I shall sit them on my knees and tell them such wondrous tales. Come on, tiptoe. Let me look upon them. They sleep the way young angels would sleep. And you. You, the youngest. Pale, sickly you. I think I love you best of all. I shall bring you home splendid
toys.
Oh,
no.
No tears, Annie. No tears.
I shall never look upon your face again. I know it, Enoch.
Well, then I shall look upon yours. For nothing, Annie. Nothing shall ever keep me from your side. Goodbye, my Annie.
Oh, Enoch.
Now. Goodbye.
Enoch!
And so the curtain falls on Act One of Enoch Arden. Back to our story of Enoch Arden, starring Carl Swenson.
I sailed. And the week became month, and month became year, and Annie waited. But my ship did not return from the sea, and the house grew sad, and the stores I'd bought for selling dwindled on the shelves. Hunger and poverty waited at the door, while out through it went a tiny life of one dearly beloved by me.
It could not be helped, Annie. He was a sickly child.
But Enoch loved him best of all.
I know. And I did all the doctor could do. It was too late. There was much the child needed.
Oh, Enoch. Enoch, where are you?
Oh, no.
Our youngest is dead, Enoch. The baby is dead. Come home to me, Enoch. Come home.
Annie, you must not break down. Your other children depend on you. Remember them, Annie. Remember them.
A year. A whole year. I shall warm myself at the fire before a year is gone, he said. Well, the fire is cold, it's ashes, and our child is dead. Oh, Enoch! Enoch, come home! Come home!
Good day to you, Philip Ray.
Good day, Doctor. How is Annie?
Sad, Philip, sad. She buried her child this morning. Philip, why haven't you gone to her with help? She needs it.
I know. I've watched.
You loved her once.
And still do.
Then help her, Philip. Hunger is coming to Ina Garden's house. And I'm afraid Ina Garden will be seen no more. Since there's been no word for a year, I think our Enoch is drowned.
Come in.
Good evening, Annie. Oh. I know that perhaps you'd rather be alone, but I have a favor to ask of you.
Not now, Philip. Please, not now.
Annie, believe me, my heart cries out for you in your grief. Let me help you. Help the children.
Help?
I help. That is what Enoch wanted. His children to have a better life. That is why he went away.
Oh.
I beg you, let me help you. I'm rich and well-to-do, and I have no family of my own.
Oh, Philip.
I will send the children to school, Annie. Let me do this. Let me have this joy of helping you.
You are good, Philip. Good.
Then you will let me do it?
Aye. And it shall be repaid when Enoch comes home.
But I did not come home. No, I did not. And year passed year, and my children grew. And with them grew their love for Philip Ray. Father Philip, they called him. Aye, they were like son and daughter to him, and Philip longed truly to make them so.
Annie, I have loved you ever since our youth. Be my wife.
No, Philip.
Let there be happiness in these remaining years of our life.
No, Philip. You have been good to me and mine, and I am very grateful. But I cannot love twice.
The children love me, Annie. Will you deny them a home, a father's love?
And if Enoch comes home...
He will not. He will not.
Wait, Philip. Wait a while. Wait a year.
I've waited all my life, Annie.
Only a year. You have my promise. Only will you wait 1 year?
Aye, Annie. I will wait.
And the seasons turned and it was autumn again. The year had passed away.
Annie.
Yes, Philip?
A year's passed.
A year? Oh, I... Philip, it went so swiftly. In a month, Philip, please, just give me one more month. I am bound, I know. But 1 month.
Aye, Annie. A month. Annie, it is 6 months since the year was up. Be honest, be fair. Will you not wed me at all?
Yes, Philip, yes. Yes, good, kind Philip, yes.
Then but... when, Annie, when?
Soon, Philip, soon, soon, soon.
And upon that night, Annie lay in her bed and tossed, and she dreamed.
A sign, dear Lord. Please give me a sign of Enoch. The wind, the ocean wind, and the sea. Enoch! Enoch, where are you, Enoch?
In the sea, Annie. In the sea.
Come, dear love, come to me.
I cannot, Annie. I cannot. The sea lies between us. The sea lies between us.
Enoch! Enoch! Philip, we can be wed now.
Annie!
I had a dream.
heaven sent me a sign. And now I know that Enoch will come no more. The sea is between us. And Enoch is dead and drowned.
But I was not drowned. When the wedding bells rang out for Annie and Philip, I, Enoch Arden, husband to Annie, stood upon the beach of a tropic island, waving wildly out to sea. I had been shipwrecked, cast away upon an island for 10 years, and while the wedding bells rang, a ship was rescuing me. Rescue at last. Half wild, they took me on the ship and let me sail for home. My heart sang for joy. The voices of those I loved spoke in my ear. Home! Home! Yet the ship was slow, and a year went by before I saw my native shores. A year before I walked upon the chill, bright afternoon down the street where stood my home. And with bursting heart, I came upon our cottage. Tears were in my eyes, and I knocked upon the door.
Annie, who are you?
James Mason, of course. Who be you?
What are you doing here in this house?
Doing? Why, living here, man. What else?
Living here?
Aye. What ails you, man?
Annie Arden, Enoch Arden's wife, where is she?
Oh, so that's who you'll be looking for, eh? Well, she's here no longer. She's a finer house than this man, and no longer is she Enoch Arden's wife. She's Philip Ray's.
Clutched the door to keep from swooning. Stunned. My mind whirling as though I lived in a nightmare. I turned and staggered down the street. Philip Ray's wife. But she was mine. Mine. For 10 long years I dreamt of her. Dreamt of my beloved wife. My arms had ached to hold her. I had fought to stay alive so that I could come back to Annie. Annie, my heart cried. Annie, Annie. And I staggered on toward Philip Ray's house. Philip had a fine house, a rich man's house. And through the garden I stole, and through the windows I saw them, and the window was open, and I could hear their voices. And Philip held a baby on his knee. And into the room came a tall, handsome boy and a girl who seemed a younger Annie. My heart swelled to bursting within me, for these two were mine. These two, my own flesh and blood. Almost I cried aloud, with such a terrible cry that all the happiness before me would have been shattered. But I bit my lips until the blood flowed. I bit them and staggered away, not knowing where I went. Annie. Why did I have to go away? Why did I have to go away? Now you're gone forever. And I cannot speak. I cannot speak. Annie.
They found him wandering by the docks, muttering and waving his arms. They say he would have leapt into the sea if he hadn't been caught in time. And he died in the tavern that night.
I wonder who the old man was.
Ah, that we shall never know, neighbor. Neither his name nor his tale.
Philip, why is the church bell tolling?
They are burying someone in town, Annie. An old sailor, I'm told. Why do you ask?
Nothing. Nothing, Philip, only... only there is a strange cold feeling in my heart, as if... as if someone I knew had just walked silently by.
And so the curtain falls on the story of Enoch Arden by Alfred Lord Tennyson, starring Carl Swenson and presented by your Playhouse of Favorites. This is Robert Anthony Dean reminding you that front row seats are reserved for you the very next time our curtain rises on another favorite classic, presented for your listening pleasure on your Playhouse of Favorites.